Welcome. Today, we're discussing an exciting piece of content about automating video production using AI and cloud computing. Let's dive in.
Sounds fascinating. This Parker Rex guy seems to know his stuff, selling a startup for $23 million. What's this automation system he's building all about?
Right? It's not Make, but uses Google Cloud Platform, GCP, and Python. He emphasizes the infinite customizability, which allows it to perfectly fit his needs.
I see. Interesting. Why not just use existing tools? What's the advantage of building it himself?
Well, he wants to go straight from filming to publishing, automating everything in between. Thumbnails, titles, uploads, edits, the works.
Ambitious. So how's he tackling this?
He's using a GenAI marketing repo as inspiration. He was particularly intrigued by the use of Vertex web search for content ideation and scraping Google Workspace data. Plus, the free tier of serverless functions on GCP is a huge bonus.
Got it. Makes sense to leverage those free resources. What's the workflow look like?
He's using Cloud Run, Cloud Functions, Vertex AI, and Cloud Storage. He even uses GCS Fuse to mount the storage bucket like a physical drive, giving him access to a massive amount of data.
A petabyte? Wow, that's a lot of storage. How's he managing all that data?
The raw video files go into daily storage, then get processed and move into directories based on video titles. Then all generated assets, subtitles, video files, speaker info, and even HTML summaries end up in their respective subdirectories.
So everything is neatly organized. What about thumbnails? Those can be tricky.
Absolutely. He's got a multi-step process for that too. First, background generation using Imagen 3 from GCP. Then he gets notified on Discord, reviews the options, and selects the best one. This kicks off the next step, extracting his image from the video using FFmpeg, removing the background, and generating multiple versions with different prompts.
I see. Interesting. So, it's a human-in-the-loop process. What about the text on the thumbnails?
He's using Pillow, a Python library for image processing, to create dynamic templates for the text overlays. He emphasizes the importance of having templates, just like designers and coders do.
Smart. It ensures consistency. But isn't he automating too much too soon?
That's a good point. He actually addresses that. He follows Elon Musk's 5-step algorithm and does everything manually first before automating.
Ah, so he's testing and refining the process before letting the machines take over.
Exactly. He even uses Perplexity and Reddit to research and validate different libraries, like RebG for background removal.
Resourceful. What about the PRD process he mentioned?
He stresses the importance of thinking through the product strategy before jumping into prompts. He starts by manually mapping out the process and identifying the functional and non-functional requirements.
So, he's not just blindly relying on AI, he's using it to enhance his own thinking.
Precisely. After a few manual iterations and research, he uses prompts to generate a first draft of the PRD, refines it based on open questions and additional context, and finally formats it using Taskmaster for optimization.
Wow, that's quite a process. So what's next for him?
He's already thinking ahead. He plans to extend this automation to blog posts, social media content, and more. He's even considering using his generated content to fine-tune future models.
Impressive. Any closing thoughts?
This guy's approach highlights the power of combining AI with a well-defined process and human oversight. He's not just automating tasks. He's creating a system for continuous improvement and innovation. And with that, we wrap up today's discussion. See you next time.
Goodbye.